A t-shirt and jeans, mac and cheese, oceans and sunsets. Some things in life are an obvious match, like RIAs and Schwab Advisor Services, the number one choice for independent advisors looking for a custodian who can help them go further. With all the wealth services, technology, and support an RIA firm needs, the difference is so obvious, it's Schwabious. Find your match and learn why custody is just the beginning at Schwabious.com.
Well, Paul, let's start it off. We're going big right away. Jesse Marsh in Canada, Canada national team, beat the U.S. 2-1, 0-0 with Mexico. So how do the Canadians like Jesse?
How can you not love what he's done so far? And by the way, the fact that they've played their two biggest rivals in CONCACAF and been the dominant team, you'd admit it, I think, Glenn, they absolutely smashed the Americans, particularly in the first half. It should have been three, could have been four. There was five good chances that Canada had in that first half, completely dominant inside the American half. And the scoreline flattered the U.S., I think, with the offside goal as well. But it's that kind of mindset, I think, that he's brought to the team. And we always speak about building cultures, and it is so important, especially with national teams, I think, because you only get the players for a short period of time. Of course, you have a tactical framework. But to get the brotherhood, and in fairness, I think John Herdman did a good job of that with Canada as well in the culture-building side. But to pick that up from where Canada left off at the World Cup, which didn't go so well, and to have a new manager that kind of came in a little bit late, but to get things going as quickly as he's done with what the performances were like at Copa America, and then to back it up after the U.S. game, to have Mexico as the team that's chopping you down. I mean, this is unheard of for Canadians, right? It's always been the opposite. The only way we can keep up with Mexico is to take them down physically. And it's the absolute opposite right now. In fairness to, you know, I have to say that both programs, the U.S. and Mexico, not as strong, perhaps, as they have been in the past. But Canada's leapfrogged that. And I'm not saying that they're kings of CONCACAF, like a lot of people want to say. But you asked me the question about Jesse, and it's all good signs so far.
Yeah. Paul Dolan, by the way, I remind you again, was a goalkeeper for Canadian national team. And I agree with you 100%. Canada looked like the most aggressive, most alive, the most up team under Jesse Marsh, but we're countering you with Mauricio Pochettino. So give us a little bit of time here. All right, let's get right into the Vancouver Whitecaps, who play the Houston Dynamo here tonight at Shell Energy Stadium. First, just take us into the last four games. I mean, it's four clean sheets in all competitions. It's a team that looks like it has confidence, and it's also absorbed a couple of game loss of top goal scorer Brian White to concussion.
And he is such an integral part of the team because of what he does from the front, his defensive pressure, obviously his contributions when he teams up with Ryan Gold, for the most part, his scoring contributions, and maybe one of the most underrated players in the league. Vanni Sartini will always say that he is a DP striker that's not on a DP contract because he, you know, he's on $500,000 a year and he's potting goals like he should be a DP. But the Whitecaps right now, and I think it was exemplified in the game against Dallas, really are a team-first mentality. And it's a bit of a cliche, but again, that is the way that Vanni Sartini has set out his team, is that we can put in replacement players when you lose five, six internationals, as they did against Dallas. And in that game against a team that only had Martin Paas missing and Jimmy Meyer played out of his skin, by the way, in the Dallas goal, they, again, dominated that match and should have won. It was a 0-0 draw, but the other side of things is that they did keep a clean sheet. And as you mentioned, Glenn, that's four in a row now. They hadn't had a clean sheet since several months ago. I'm not sure exactly when, but they've tightened that. We spoke to Ranko Veselinovic, their central defender, before the last game. And he says, there's a lot more pressure from the front. Our blocks are really good. Every coach that we speak about talks about Vanni Sartini's block and the way that he gets players in behind so quickly. The zonal defense is really tough to break down, because they don't go chasing anyone. So you don't find gaps. It's very, very structured. And then they've got the players in transition to go the other way, particularly Ryan Gold, who, again, you talk about underrated. To me, one of the best players in the league. And now you add Stuart Armstrong to that mix. He showed his class within 10 minutes in the last game, where he opened his account with a nice goal into the corner.
Stuart Armstrong, former Southampton, picked up by Vancouver. I want to take you, Paul, back to Ryan Gauld, because I agree with you 100%. Totally underrated. I listened to an interview where he did all the work in the offseason. He's constantly trying to probe his game to a next level. Left-footed, schemer, playmaker. You know, I'm not being disrespectful to Vancouver, but if he's in a bigger market, he's star-built in an even bigger way.
I think Vancouverites are used to what you just said there, Glenn, too. They always moan about it in the hockey, right? Everyone's asleep by the time that the Canucks start at 10:30 Eastern. and possibly that's the case with Vancouver, a bit of an outpost market in MLS, although a great soccer history, of course, and well-supported this year, too, because the team is enjoyable to watch, and a big part of it is down to Ryan Gauld. And you mentioned already some of his really good characteristics. Finally gets a call up to Scotland, which was ridiculously late, in my opinion. And he steps on the field against Poland and starts creating chances right away. Also did well against Portugal. So he finally got those two caps. He's come back energized. And aside from being a schemer, aside from being a set-piece wizard as he sets up the goal for Papapico, the first goal that Vancouver scored in the last game against San Jose, he sets up the other one for Armstrong, and he is relentless in that back pressure. And I always bring it up because what other DP in the league do you kind of prioritize what he does on the other side of the ball? But he comes out of the picture. You're seeing, let's say it's Artur and Hector Herrera in the middle of midfield, and all of a sudden you see Ryan Gauld darting back from his forward position to put pressure and win the ball back, and the Whitecaps turn it over close to the opposition goal. So he does all of those things and raises the all boats, I guess you could say, of the Whitecaps when they are exemplified. He exemplifies what Vanny wants the team to do in terms of their pressure all around, and everybody else has to meet that same standard that your DP striker is doing.
He's Paul Dolan. He's on Apple TV, does a lot of the Major League Soccer games. Of course, he was a professional soccer player, Canadian international as well. All right, I want to take you right into Papapico, who last game had an exceptional game playing as a striker, was very, very dangerous in a 2-0 victory, you know, in replace of Brian White. And, of course, he's someone we're familiar with in Houston.
I can't say enough good things about the way that he's played this year. His energy levels in the game against San Jose were off the chart. We made note of it during the game that this guy's just come back buzzing from the international break where he played with Haiti and did well with his national side. But I think there's a little bit of competition for places right now. That's something that the Whitecaps have done a good job of as well, strengthening so that you want to keep your spot. With Brian White out, it's an opportunity for Papapico. At one point of the year, it sounded like he might want to move as well. But he was the best player on the field for me. And I think it was in large part down to playing the system that Vanny wants, which is that pressure from the front, because Vanny had been a little bit critical of what he did defensively at times. And Vanny was calling him not a classic number nine, more of a false nine, but he played like a classic number nine. He's incredible in the air. He's only, what, 5'9"? Yeah. And he was rising high. Danielle had to make a phenomenal save in the first half. He meets the header from the set piece for the opening goal and had two or three other really good chances as well. So he's been a revelation, I think, for Vancouver. And obviously his quickness and now his experience, some of his guile, but what he's doing from the front as well and the defensive side of things, he's been a real treat for Vancouver fans to see.
Absence of others, sometimes you learn things. I think the Dynamo are going to learn that too with the absence of Hector Herrera now out with a hamstring injury, but they've got an easy replacement with Coco Carrasquilla possibly dropping back in there. That's what you would assume. It seems the most logical thing. Paul Dolan joining us. Paul, a lot of the teams that have had success coming into Houston, including one Toronto FC, they sit back and they defend deep and they dare the Dynamo to break them down. Based on the way Vancouver's playing right now, exceptionally well, not giving up goals, do you see them coming into Houston and following suit of the others? Or do you say that Vanny Sartini says, hey, we're playing this way right now. We're playing well. We're not changing anything based on Houston.
I think if you looked at the last time the Whitecaps were in Texas, just a couple of weeks ago against Austin, they played a very patient game. And I wouldn't call it, cat and mouse, but they don't want possession. The Whitecaps, they don't need possession. They're one of the lowest possessors in the league. So they won't park the bus. They don't want to collapse too far on top of the goalkeeper. They'll get their spacing right, but they will be in behind the ball. And then they will look to the transition. And so we might even see a game similar to what we saw in Vancouver, although I'd love to see that with a 4-3 final again. And I'm sure Houston fans would like to see the same end result.
That was entertainment.
That was maybe the most entertaining game I called all year for sure. But I don't see the goals. You know, I see that Ben Olsen, he'll be the same, right? We're in possession. We keep our possession. That's our resting defense, essentially. If we lose it, we get in behind because we need to be wary of Vancouver. And Ben has told us that when we do the Vancouver games. So I think it's going to be a counterpunch game where Vancouver sits off a little bit, but pressurizes in the right spots, whether that's a mid block, most likely. You always have to take into account the heat, as you know, in Houston and the humidity. But they just did it in Austin, the Whitecaps, and it was a great kickstart to this clean sheet run of games that they're on right now.
Well, Paul, thank you as always for coming on. We get great insight from you, and you always heed the call, which makes me very happy because I love having you on the program, and you've done it over the years. We appreciate it, and best of luck on your call in Major League Soccer on Wednesday night.
Thanks, Lennon. You know, I'm always happy to join you anytime.
Paul Dolan, former Canadian national team goalkeeper, Apple color commentator.